Verse 16, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child and thy princes eat in the morning. That is, they give themselves over to pleasure and not to ruling the people or being a blessing to the land. And then he says, blessed art thou, O land, when the king is the son of nobles and thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. I would say today that big problem in this country is not drugs, but drink. It's liquor. Now our alcoholics number in the millions. I don't think you can get an accurate figure today because I don't think the liquor interests would permit that. They do too much advertising for the news media to give out accurate figures there. But it's alarming, and the problem today is there are too many cocktail parties in Washington. That's the real difficulty. It's unfortunate that this is the picture that is presented today. Now let me move on. In verse 18, by much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. In other words, laziness, refusal to work. All of this is quite modern, you see. As a nation today, our main way of greeting is take it easy. Have a good day. In other words, let's do as little as we can, have as much fun as we can. Verse 19, a feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. That's something, if you're going to follow the middle of the road, remember to have plenty of money. And actually, I think today the rich have moved to the middle of the road. That's the ground that they want to take. They want to be liberal, and they want to be conservative. It's the middle of the road. Verse 20, curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter, and you'll be in trouble. I am of the opinion that I do not get support from a great many rich men who support Christian projects, simply because of the fact that I try to teach the Word of God, and the Word of God does not curry favor to the rich. I do not pat them on the back. I never did as a pastor. And I thank God I can say today, and say for the radio program, God always raises up someone, and a whole lot of someones, because a great many organizations depend on one or two men today to do the supporting. This program, no church I ever served depended on one or two men. I can say that today because that's important to say, my friend. And we need to recognize that. And again, this verse tells me something else. Curse not the king. I do not believe that a president, regardless of who he is or what party he is, that he should be caricatured, that he should be made an object of ridicule, or that he have imitators. I have felt all the way long, and each president has had a comedian that makes big money just imitating him. I think it's wrong. I think it's very wrong. Now, I know that that will not set well with a great many, but after all, we're teaching the Bible, friend. I hope you'll understand that.